President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation banning travel from 12 countries, citing national security concerns.
The move has sparked criticism from various institutions, including Harvard University, which labeled it an illegal retaliatory step. Harvard officials argue that the proclamation unfairly targets foreign students and undermines the global exchange of ideas. The university is urging the administration to reconsider the policy, emphasizing the importance of international collaboration in higher education.
Filings for U.S. unemployment benefits rose to their highest level in 8 months last week, signaling potential concerns in the labor market. Despite the increase, claims remain historically low, indicating a still strong job market.
Economists are watching the trend closely to determine if it signifies a broader economic slowdown. Factors such as inflation and global market uncertainties are contributing to the cautious outlook. The Federal Reserve has not indicated any immediate changes to its monetary policy in response. Liam White reporting.
A Russian drone attack on the Ukrainian city of Prilouki has resulted in the deaths of 5 individuals, including a 1-year-old child, his mother and grandmother.
The incident occurred just hours after a phone conversation between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian authorities reported that the child was the grandson of the local fire chief, who responded to the destruction of his own home. Additional drone strikes in Kharkiv injured 19 people, including children and a pregnant woman. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
The Yurok tribe in California has regained approximately 73 square miles of its ancestral lands along the Klamath River, more than doubling its land holdings.
This landmark $56 million land back deal marks the largest such conservation initiative in California history. The land, once exploited by timber companies, will now be managed by the Yurok for restoration and cultural purposes, including reintroducing traditional fire practices and rehabilitating critical salmon habitats. Kyle Norris reporting.
Air quality alerts have been issued across multiple U.S. states as smoke from Canadian wildfires continues to spread southward. Residents are advised to limit outdoor activities, especially those with respiratory conditions.
Meteorologists predict that the smoke will persist for several days, potentially affecting millions of Americans. Health officials recommend using air purifiers indoors and wearing masks when outside. The Environmental Protection Agency is closely monitoring the situation and will provide updates as conditions change. Jessica Oakley reporting.
A partial roof collapse in Brooklyn has resulted in the death of a construction worker. The incident occurred Thursday morning in the Marine Park neighborhood, according to the NYPD.
Emergency services responded to the scene shortly before 9 a.m., but the worker was pronounced dead at the site. The Department of Buildings is investigating the cause of the collapse. Safety protocols at the construction site are under review. Kevin Sanders reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.